70s and cloudy. It's going to be another hot and humid day in Middle Tennessee with a heat index expected to be in the triple digits. We are under a heat advisory until 8 o'clock tonight. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 9:04. As Tennessee voters begin casting election ballots, one subject that's front and center is the legislature's abrupt redrawing of congressional districts. Multiple voters told WPLN they're bothered by what they saw as blatant partisanship and the splicing apart of communities. In Franklin, retired Election Commission employee Paula McCord says she used to see the parties work together more fairly on redistricting.
They only did it for one purpose, and that was to disenfranchise with the black people and with the Democrats in Memphis, all the way through, to make sure that Trump holds his spot and keeps his supermajority. It's not the right way to do things. I'm sorry. That's how I feel.
Memphis and Nashville are each now split across three congressional districts, some of which stretch long distances and combine rural and urban districts. Meanwhile, former Tennessee Governor Bill Haslam is backing a Republican challenger to incumbent U.S. Representative Andy Ogles for the District 5 primary. Haslam endorsed former Tennessee Agriculture Commissioner Charlie Hatcher late in the race, just as early voting kicked off last week. Haslam has been one of Hatcher's top donors and similarly supported Ogles' previous challenger, Nashville Metro Councilmember Courtney Johnston. Election day for the partisan primaries is August 6th, and early voting is underway now.